All right. Well, right now we're going to talk with the guy who's, well, he works for a company that we have a long relationship with, Crary Manufacturing. They're based right here in West Fargo. But Kenton Johnson, you live over by Wilmer.
Yeah, that's correct, Mick.
And they've been tiling in central and southern Minnesota for 120 years. So,
oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, yep. Not a new practice.
But you have a lot of new equipment for them.
Yeah, yeah. We got our plows out here. We got a ditcher out here, too. So, if you're at the show, come stop by and, take a look.
The world-famous Crary Tile Plow. So what's good about it?
Oh, it's really, we stand apart with our frame, how we mount to the tractor. So it just gives you that traction advantage, a lot more efficient in the field. A lot of advantages running our plow on the back of an ag tractor, dozer, what have you.
Okay, and a three-point mount, I would assume.
We do that as well, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Otherwise, okay, well, what is the, I guess, the advantage of a three-point versus how you mount, and explain how you mount to the tractor.
Yeah, so we have a proprietary quick hitch design. So basically there's a bracket that bolts to the tractor. We fit pretty much any tractor under the sun. And so that stays, and then you just back up the plow, drop in your hitch pin, a couple clips on the top, and you're hooked up, ready to go. And you can be efficient in the field, install and tile all day long. And when you're done putting tile in, unhook and back to the field cultivator, basically. So.
Well, that sounds too good to be true, almost.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with a great idea at Crary. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Now, give us a crop report around Wilmer. How are things looking there?
The crop is, fairly dry. You got some better looking fields and some other looking fields that you definitely missed out on some rain in the latter half for the summer, I guess. But things look okay.
I under folks who went to Farm Fest, I think there was a lot of, they were complaining about a lot of variability even within the field. You see the rolling corn.
Yep. The hilltops are short, and the bottoms are look probably as good as normal. So,
but in a drought year, water management is a great. This is a great opportunity to put as much tile in as you can.
Right. Yeah. It's a little counterintuitive. Guys tend to it moves to the back of the list on a dry year, but this is the perfect opportunity where you can work in the bottom of a trench, not get mud on your boots. It's kind of like a seize the day opportunity for sure. So.
Yeah. All right. Well. How are you doing in that regard? Are you backed up, lined up with people wanting equipment? Or?
Yeah, so we're building stuff every day. We've got some stuff available, other stuff. There's probably a couple week lead time, but we're working our best to whatever somebody needs, get it to them.
All right. Well, let's brag up that tile plow a little bit first. Again, the model numbers on these?
The 612 and 712, so working depth, and then we can plow up to 12-inch tile.
All right, and which is 6 feet and 7 feet, or?
Yep. Okay. That's our maximum depth on respectively.
So. All right, and people are going down to the maximum depth, or are they?
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah, that happens. It depends on the lay of the land. But, if you need the depth, it's there for you to utilize. So.
And what kind of software are you hooking up to?
Pretty much all brands. Yep, uh-huh. Yep. Just, whatever you got, we can make it work. So.
Okay, super. All right, so that's the tile plow. But you have, for some guys that just, I don't want to make that kind of an investment, you have a ditcher, a rotary ditcher that's been out a couple years.
Yeah, we sure do. Yep, it's a big, bad machine. If you got that 350-horsepower front-wheel assist tractor, it works just great, you can cut new ditches, clean new ditches. It'll cut up to 10 inches deep in a single pass and throw the dirt either right or left up to about 165 feet away. So.
All right. Spread it out. Spread the good news.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
And again, different models and sizes of that one? Or is that
just a single unit at this point. So.
Okay. And what's the model number on that one?
It's just the Crary Revolution Ditcher. So.
All right. The Revolution Ditcher.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anything else that you want farmers to kind of get them motivated to, let's do a little water management. This fall.
Yeah, I would say now is the time. It's dry this year, but that means that you can get more done, be more efficient, and you'll be set up for the next wet spill that'll be invariably, I'm sure, down the road at some point in the future. So.
Yeah, like a corn dryer, you're not going to use it every year, but the years you need it, man alive, am I ever glad I got one.
That's right. That's
same thing with water management.
For
And tiling and all that. And like I said, 110, 20 years of tiling in southern Minnesota. Now they got to replace that old clay tile.
Yep. There's clay and concrete, you know, and it served its life. You know, it's been good, but, you know, eventually it does tend to break down, or sometimes it gets shallow, filled up with, you know, different stuff. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to get that repaired as well.
What is your perspective on being able to get a hold of tile pipe?
Oh, yeah, we've heard some reports that's, you know, that is kind of hard to get in some places. You know, I don't know if that's going to change going forward, if it's going to be harder to get or easier to get. It's, time will tell, I suppose.
All right. Well, very good. Well, great to visit with you. Thank you, Kenton Johnson of Crary. How do guys find you?
We're here at the show on the East End, so.
All right. And otherwise, your contact info, I would assume, is on the website?
Yes, for sure. Crary.com. So.
Crary.com, a West Fargo company. So they have you head into headquarters while you're in West Fargo, or they didn't require that?
Well, yeah, you try to avoid that, but you're too close. It's too hard. So.
Right across the road from the fairgrounds here. Yep. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Kenton. Have a great fall and an even better 2022.
Yep. Thanks, Mick.